Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect. It is 1:39 p.m. on Monday, March 28, 2022. Present today, we have Representative Thompson, Representative Laban, Representative Edgman, Vice Chair Ortiz. Online, we have Co-Chair Foster, Representative Josephson, myself, Co-Chair Merrick. And this afternoon, we will consider amendments to House Bill 322, AMHS Sweepability, and House Bill 246, Marijuana Conviction Records. We will begin with House Bill 322, Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund, by the House Transportation Committee. We heard this bill on March 15th, and amendments were due to my office Wednesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m., and we have one amendment before us this afternoon. Are there any questions or comments before we move to amendments? Seeing none, Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number one.
Object for discussion. Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment proposes to move the Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund from its current location in the general fund to a separate fund in the state treasury. This follows the same mechanism currently in the bill for two other funds. The reason for this move is an attempt to protect the fund from the constitutional sweep under Article 9, Section 17D of the Alaska Constitution. Students benefiting from the Alaska Performance Scholarships, Alaska Education Grants, and the WAMI program should not be subject to a political vote on an accounting procedure. I also note this amendment aligns with language in the companion bill in the other body, which also moves the Higher Education Investment Fund to a separate fund in the Treasury. And with that explanation, I'm actually hopeful that my reference to the other body will treat the Higher Education Investment Fund in a way that helps protect it. And with that, Madam Chair, I'm withdrawing my amendment.
Thank you. With that, anything further on House Bill 322? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chair?
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 322, version 32-LS1501/B from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note, and authorize LEDS Legal Services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, House Bill 322 is moved from committee. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance back on the record. Next, we will be hearing House Bill 246, Access to Marijuana Conviction Records, by Representative Christ Tompkins. We heard this bill on March 11th, and we began considering amendments. There is one amendment today before the committee, and it looks like Representative Wool is going to be replacing Amendment Number 1 with Amendment Number 1 replacement. Representative Wool?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Yes, that is correct. We made some changes to the original amendment, so I have Amendment Number 1 replacement, and I move Amendment Number 1 replacement.
Object for discussion, Representative Wool. And I apologize, I did not notice Representative Christ Tompkins in the room, so thank you for being here. Representative Wool.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. The impetus for this amendment was during a discussion during the bill presentation on the parallel between an alcohol violation of a minor and a marijuana violation of a minor. And at the time of the marijuana initiative passed, sort of the one of the themes was treat marijuana like alcohol. I know that's not entirely possible because there are differences inherent in these two substances. But a minor consumption of alcohol, and this is a law that passed, I believe, since I've been here, so 2015 or 2016, Senator Michicki carried a bill sort of around the Title IV rewrite because it didn't pass. So they said, let's pass a couple things that would related to alcohol. One of them was to say if you're a minor consuming alcohol, we would make that a violation. As you know, if you're a high school kid and you get caught at a keg party, you don't get a misdemeanor, you get a violation with fines and so on. So I asked, marijuana does not treat offenders that way, minor offenders. Right now, if you're 21 or over, you can legally purchase and consume marijuana, albeit under certain guidelines and restrictions. But for a minor, it was treated as a misdemeanor all the way down. What this amendment does really affects those over 18, but under 21. So it's only 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. That's what this replacement amendment does. It basically says marijuana possession, if you're 18, 19, or 20, is reduced from a misdemeanor to a violation. It'll be like a fine, a ticketed fine. You won't need to go to court. And we put a bail schedule in, $100 first offense, $250 for subsequent offenses. And we thought that someone who's 20 and a half, that's 6 months away from legally purchasing marijuana and has it on their person or is caught, shouldn't get a misdemeanor for that offense. Now, if you're under 18, the penalty stays the same. So if you're in high school and so on. But this allows 18, 19, 20-year-olds to treat it like a violation, similar to alcohol, except alcohol goes below 18. Alcohol, you can be 13, and it's still a violation. But for marijuana, we start at 18, 19, 20. After 21, it's legal. Under 18, it's existing law. So that's what the amendment does.
Thank you. Discussion? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. Is there further objection? Hearing none, replacement amendment number 1 has been adopted. That takes us back to the bill, House Bill 246. Any further discussion? Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see we have Ms. Kelly Howell in the audience. Would she be willing to come forward with a quick question or two?
I'm sure she would be happy to. Ms. Howell, welcome. Please place yourself on the record. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kelly Howell. I'm the Special Assistant to the Commissioner and Legislative Liaison for the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Howell, for being with us today. During the original presentation of this bill, there was discussion about access to historical information regarding, say, prior marijuana-related convictions. And if an employer had a drug testing program in place and during the process of reviewing the potential employment status for a candidate for their business, would they still be able to get access to that historical information? And if so, in what manner would they gain that access?
So Representative Lebon, through the chair, the types of background checks that would be excluded from releasing marijuana conviction records as explained in the, or as provided in the bill, are the any person background check. So that would be landlords, certain employers like maybe a retail business. There are other background check reports that are called interested person reports, and those are some that are authorized under law for positions such as teachers, bus drivers, and the like. So depending on the type of employer, they may still have access to this information. So it really does depend on the employer and whether or not they fall under current law to be able to have access to this prior information.
Representative Lebon.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. So if the, and I don't know if this would be a true potential case or not, but if the potential employer operated a retail store and they wanted to know about that background, would they not have access to that information?
Representative Lebon, through the chair, if it is the any person report, which is available to any purpose, any person for any purpose, no, the bill is what excludes that information, or those types of background checks would exclude any convictions as outlined in this bill.
And one last follow-up then. And then if the employer operated in a trucking business up and down the highway where they had a drug testing program in place, that employer would have access to that historical information.
Representative Bond, yes, I believe that is correct. Commercial drivers would be covered under the interested persons report.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anything further? Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, Ms. Howell, we're not, you mentioned bus drivers, and I actually have a bill meant to parallel and even expand the requirement of reporting for certified teachers who have committed crimes. It actually was in draft form. We didn't offer it. We think teachers are going through enough at the moment. But there's nothing about the testing of a bus driver, school bus driver, or a commercial bus driver that this changes one iota, am I right?
Representative Josephson, through the chair, yes, you're correct.
Thank you. Anything further? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chair?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 246, version 32-LS1, 300/B from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note. Oops. Let me restate that because I realize we just amended the bill. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 246-32-LS1300/B from committee as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note and authorize Legislative Legal Services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, House Bill 246 is moved from committee. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance back on the record. Our agenda for this afternoon is concluded. We will meet tomorrow morning at 9:30. We will hear public testimony and consider amendments to Senate Bill 33, Seafood Production Development Tax Credit. With that, at 1:59 p.m., we are adjourned. Thank you.